Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 21st, 1940, and the title is The 13th Notch. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains fought crime and criminals throughout the early western United States. No matter what the odds against him, his strength and courage were equal to any emergency. And it was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to a lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Red Rock. There's going to be trouble. Hail, Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode slowly along the trail in the direction of Red Rock. They were following the hoof prints of three horses. Faint marks in the dust that told a story of violence and death to the masked man and his companion.
We saw where the two riders were joined by a third, Tonto. Then there were signs of a struggle.
That right. Then we find where feller get shot.
And we know that from that time on, one of the three horses was being led.
Pale, one horse not steady.
There was no one riding the horse.
One horse carried double load. Hoof mark deeper than a four.
Seems then that one of the men was shot. Neither killed or wounded. He's being carried by one of the other two. I wonder if... Look ahead, Tonto. See there?
Tonto see plenty of color.
There are a lot of men around that arroyo. I wonder... Tonto, how long ago do you think the shooting took place?
Maybe sometime last night.
Not later than last night?
No.
Look, Tonto, if I ride up to that group of men, they're going to ask a lot of questions about my mask. You ride ahead. Learn what you can. I wonder if Jim Kilray's betrayed the trust we placed in him. I hope he isn't mixed up in a murder.
Him promise go straight now.
But he has a quick temper. That temper might make him forget his promises. I hope not. Ride ahead, Kemosabe. I'll meet you in the Goat Creek camp tonight.
Get him up, Scout.
Thank you.
Ain't no question about it. He's dead.
Dead as a man can be.
Dead as a doornail.
Drilled clean through the head.
Wonder who done it.
Hi, Sheriff. What's your opinion on this year's shooting?
Boys, I've been studying the situation here. We know this critter that shot. His name's Pete Hawks, better known as Poison Pete.
That's who it is, all right enough. Poison Pete.
I can think of a plenty of reasons for wanting to kill Poison Pete.
He had it coming to him.
I know at least four men that's got a plenty of reason for killing him. At least four. Now, Sam Sutton here. You had a reason for killing him, Sam.
Now, Sheriff, you can't say I done it.
I ain't said you done it. I said you had a reason. He poisoned a lot of your cattle, didn't he?
Sure he did, but there ain't no reason
why... Hemingway might have done this murder. Known as he did, that Poison Pete was out to get him.
I can prove I didn't do it, Sheriff. If he was killed last night... I was at the cafe all evening.
Bard, how'd you know that he was killed last evening?
Huh?
I'll follow that point up later on. Jeremy Tubbs and Poison Pete have been feuding for a long time. Tubbs might have done this.
Now look, Sheriff. Instead of hunting the killer to hang him, you should hunt the killer to give him a medal. If ever a man needed killing, Poison Pete did.
Yeah, you're right in what you say, Sam. But there's law and order in this town, and I got to see that the laws are carried out. I gotta find the man that done this and hang him for it. Listen, he can show he done it in self-defense.
And you can't hold me for it.
Ain't holding no one yet.
Me and Kit Jones have been together since yesterday morning. Kit'll tell you I didn't do it.
Sheriff, you all know I ain't been nowhere near here. I didn't kill him.
Quiet down, both of you. I got a pretty good notion as to who done this. It's a certain critter in town that is bragging all the time about his handling the six guns. He don't have much to say about what he was afore he come here. And he's got a mighty hot temper.
You mean Jim Kilray?
Anyone seen Kilray around here?
No.
I counted an even dozen notches on Jim Kilray's gun. Where's Deputy Slade?
Right here, Sheriff.
Slade? You knew Kilray's gun had 12 notches?
Yeah, but Kilray won't say much about them notches.
Those gun notches prove that he's a plenty dangerous. We all seen his temper flare up a week ago when Poison Pete tried to swindle him at cards. You was there, Slade.
If I hadn't interfered, there'd been gunplay right there in the cafe.
Yep.
Come to think of it, Sheriff, Jim Kilray was riding this way last night.
Was, huh?
Yep. I reckon that just about pins the murder on him.
I'll bet two again one Kilray done it.
Let's locate Kilray.
Ain't he living at the Sprout House?
Yeah, let's go and see if he's there now.
Come on, come on. Well, you and Gary stay here on guard till I send the buckboard for the remains. Slade, you come with me.
Right.
We'll see what Kilray's got to say for himself.
Good. Steady, Bull.
We'll all go.
Kilray done it all right.
This is his 13th notch.
If this is the 13th notch, it'll hang him. Come on, boys. Come on.
Jim Kilray was cleaning his gun in the living room of Widow Sprout's boarding house. Just as he finished, he made a surprising discovery. There were too many notches. He counted and recounted them, and finally called Mrs. Sprout.
I don't savvy it at all, Mrs. Sprout. I counted a dozen times, and it always comes out the same.
Well, 13. 13's right, Jimmy.
Yeah, but there was only 12 notches in that gun. Where did that 13th notch come from?
My sakes alive, Jim, I don't know. Put that shooting on the way them things make me fidgety.
I caught 12 notches in here. I know there was only 12. Now there's 13.
Well, what a notch more or less. Don't sit there puzzling and worrying about it, Jimmy. One more notch ain't going to hurt the gun.
But I don't savvy.
I never could seem to believe that you really killed 12 men.
Shucks, Mrs. Sprout. I never killed a man in all my life.
No?
No. Look, I can trust you, can't I?
Well, I should hope you could.
Look. Before I come here, I did shoot a man. But I was so hot-headed and crazy mad, I didn't know what I was doing. The minute I felt the gun jump, I knowed I'd made a mistake. I was sorry for shooting.
But he didn't die?
No. There was an Indian that fixed him up. This Indian made him well again, and I was mighty glad for it. He was a friend of a man they call the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? For sakes alive, I've heard of him.
Well, I reckon everyone has. Anyhow, the Lone Ranger in Tonto gave me a chance to start fresh. I cut the notches in my sixth gun, and I talk plenty about how dangerous I am.
I said it.
You see, if men think I'm a dangerous critter to rile, they'll leave me alone.
Now, that's right smart. Well, I'm some relieved to know that you ain't really a killer 12 times over. But I have suspected them notches was nothing but decoration.
Oh, sounds like company coming.
He does that. What, the sheriff?
Yeah?
And lots of others. There's Slade the deputy and Sam. Looks like there's trouble. Come in. Jerry.
Howdy, ma'am.
Goodness, Sheriff, but you look grim. I hope there's nothing serious gone wrong.
Maybe so, maybe not, ma'am. We come to have a few words with your boarder.
Jimmy Kilray?
Me? Cleaning your gun? Take that gun, Slade.
Well, I wasn't cleaning it. I'll take that.
My sake, what's the trouble, Sheriff?
Clean as a whistle, Sheriff.
Did you clean the gun after you shot Poison Pete?
No. I didn't shoot him.
Is he dead?
I'll ask the questions. Mrs. Sprout, did you hear Jim come in last night?
Sure, it was right after midnight. I could see the clock by the moonlight.
Sheriff, there's a new notch cut in this gun.
The 13th notch.
By golly, there's proof he done it.
Look here, I want to know what this is all about.
Did you pass Red Rock near to midnight last night, or didn't you?
I did, but...
Where was you before that?
Just went riding on the plains. I like moonlight riding.
That's a pretty thin excuse. Riding in the moonlight.
Likely story.
Out shooting Pete is a true story.
That's not true. I never had...
You had a row with him, didn't you?
Not last night, I didn't.
But you had an argument, didn't you?
Yes. There was a lot of people in the cafe that know that.
So you kept the grudge ever since. And last night you went to meet him near Red Rock and you grilled
him. That's not so. I never in my life threw a gun on him.
I'd naturally deny it, Sheriff.
Sheriff, I know for a fact that Jim never killed anyone. Did you, Jim?
No, I didn't.
If you never killed anyone, you're still lying by the notches on your gun. I'm arresting you for murder. Anything you say can be used in court against you. Come along with us, Kilray. You have your day in court.
But I didn't do it. I didn't even know till you came here that Poison Pete was dead.
Sheriff, please listen to me. Jim ain't the killer, Breed.
I'm sorry, Widow Sprout, but the fact stands and the facts all point to him. He'll get a fair and square trial, and he's lucky it was Pete and not a man that was well right, or he might be the guest of honor at a necktie party.
He's guilty, all right.
Yeah, if he's killed 12 others, he wouldn't stop there. 13 ain't no worse than 12.
You take the gun, Slade. That's evident.
I got it.
Come on, Kilray.
I won't. I'm doggone if I'll go in rotten jail for something I never did.
Get going.
I don't know how that 13th knot come to me on my gun. I was asking the Widow Sprout about it when all of you come in.
Get going. You moving or do you want to be dragged?
Come on, Kilray. There's no use fighting the law.
I'm innocent. You railroad me to the hangman's rope, but I didn't do it.
Oh,
I can tell you I didn't. You can't make...
Hey, who's your redskin there? That Indian.
Jim Kilray's trial was held the next day. The evidence in the case, all circumstantial, was presented in less than an hour. The jury retired to consider its verdict. The Lone Ranger and Tonto waited outside of the courthouse near an open window end.
The jury is still considering the decision, Tonto.
What you think?
It looks bad for Jim. The way the evidence was piled up against him. It proved that Jim was near the scene of the murder. He was seen there and he admitted being there. But we happen to know that the killing was not done where the body was found. We followed that trail.
Not right.
Poison Pete was killed miles away and carried to that arroyo at Red Rock.
Why you not tell Judge?
It would do no good, Tonto. No one would believe what we could tell. Besides, as long as Jim Kilray is the one that's suspected, the real killer will be off his guard. We want to find the real killer. He should hang. Not so much for killing a man like Pete as for trying to frame a man like Jim Kilray. Look in there. The jury's coming back.
Hear ye. The District Court of the United States of America is now in session on the case of the people versus James Kilray.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you arrived at a verdict?
Yes, we have.
Have you appointed one of your number to read that verdict?
We have.
Let him stand and read his decision.
We find the defendant, James Kilray, guilty as charged.
I didn't do it. I tell you, it's a frame-up. There's a dozen men with as much reason to kill him as I have.
Quiet!
Kilray, stand and face the court. You stand convicted of murder. I therefore sentence you to be held in jail until the morning of the 10th of this month. And then, between the hours of sunrise and noon, to be taken from that jail and hang by the neck until you are dead. And may God have mercy on your soul.
If it was Gilly, it wouldn't be so hard.
Come on, Kilray.
All of you stay sitting until the prisoner's been taken out.
That voice, that shout.
What the?
He's here, he knows. He'll know I ain't guilty.
What's the matter with you?
Have you gone loco?
No, I ain't loco. Come on, take me to your jail. I'm not worried now. He was here and he knows.
What's that?
He'll see that there's justice done.
Who are you talking about?
The Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, Please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. While Jim Kilray awaited the morning of the 10th, the date set for his execution, the Lone Ranger and Tonto obtained as much information as they could in town. On the night before the hanging, they prepared to act, and
the only way is to get him out of jail, Tonto.
There are plenty of guard in jail.
There are two men at his door inside the jail. You'll have to watch and make sure that no more men show up while I take care of those two guards.
Oh, Tonto, do it.
Here, Silver.
And after we get Feller out, what we do?
As soon as he's out of that jail, Tonto, I'm going to send some notes to a few men in town. We have the names of at least five men who might have wanted Pete out of their way.
Not right.
Ready, Kemosabe.
Tonto, ready.
We'll bring Jim back here and hide him until it's time for him to show himself. I have the notes all written and ready to deliver.
When you send note?
When we have Jim Kilray hidden.
We go now?
Come on.
Hail, Silver! Away!
The guards inside the jail, close to the door of Jim's cell, were passing the time with a checkerboard and...
Wait a minute now. Let me think now, wait.
What doggone you...
Go on, dead wretched. Make a move and you're a goner.
This makes three times you skin me.
Say, who ever told you was a checker player?
Well, I guess I'm off my game tonight. Better put the game away. I had plenty.
Ah, let's play another. Ain't nothing else to do. It's tiresome sitting up with a prisoner all night.
Yeah, I'll sure be glad when the hanging's over and done with.
Me too. Maybe we better take a look and be sure Jim Kilray's all right.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Sheriff'd be right mad if he was to get loose.
Put your hands up and keep them there.
What?
Don't move.
There he is, by the window.
A masked man.
That boy, I know you're stranger. You did come back. I knew you would.
Well, what's this mean?
You won't get away with this, stranger. We'll get you.
Eddie, save your breath. Both of you, back up to the door of the cell.
I am doggone. Stop it.
Careful, stranger.
And back up.
We're back in.
Which of them is the key to your door? Do you know Jim?
The short one.
Can you reach through the bars and get them from his pocket?
Sure thing.
Get back there close to the door. Keep your hands high.
There'll be a
fire. Got them, Jim?
I got the key.
Let yourself out. There's a horse saddled and waiting outside for you.
Right.
You'll pay for helping a killer get loose.
That's it, Jim. Thomas outside. He's to show you where you're to go.
I knew I wasn't guilty, mister, so I knew you'd come.
Running away won't help you now, Kilray. You'll be fetched back.
This'll be one sunrise. I won't hang anyhow.
We'll get you. You see if we don't.
Now I'm free.
Hurry then, outside. Follow Thomas.
But what about you?
Never mind me. Just get away.
You'll be brought back, Kilray.
I'll take that chance.
You come now.
Tonto, that's Redskin. He's mixed in this. We'll get him, too.
Before I leave you, I want to give you a note, Sam.
Huh? Me? A note?
Here you are. On the floor there. You better read it when you're alone.
Oh, what is it?
You'll know when you've read it. I'll kill me away!
The Lone Ranger headed for the home of the judge. Once inside, he gave him his confidence and asked for his help.
You're a strange man. I never would have believed that you would convince me that I should listen to you.
You're the man I had to see, Judge Blake. I had to have someone who could be trusted.
Hmm. You were outside the courthouse during the trial, weren't you?
I was.
I thought I recognized your voice. Now you tell me that all the notches in Kilray's gun were there for bluff?
Well, that's the truth, Judge Blake. You believe me?
You're convincing, I'll say that much.
I've trusted you and told you part of the plan I want to try. I give you my word that if it fails, I'll return the prisoner to custody.
Rather high-handed, taking him out as you did.
There was no other way, Judge.
Where is he now?
Well, this time he's at my camp with Tonto.
Tonto? An Indian?
Yes.
A member of what tribe?
Don't you know that?
I wish you'd tell me. Is he Potawatomi?
He originally came from those people.
I wonder. Masked. You call your horse Silver.
My horse is called Silver.
Show me one thing.
What is that, Judge Blake?
Let me see one of the bullets from your gun.
Gladly. Here you are.
Silver.
Yes.
I understand. You may replace the bullet. And you may count on my full cooperation.
Thank you, sir.
Now as to the men you suspect.
There are several who might have had a reason to kill Poison Pete. There may be others. If so, my plans will fail. But I've tried to consider all of them.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to name every man you can think of who might have had a reason to kill Poison Pete.
Is that all?
I'll want more help from you at daybreak.
You may count on it, Lone Ranger.
Daybreak found Tonto and Jim Kilray riding across the open country, far from town.
Guess where we're going anyhow, Tonto?
You find out plenty soon. Lone Ranger, make plans.
But I thought the camp where we spent the night was the safest kind of hiding place. What are we leaving there for?
Maybe we find Killer.
But he wouldn't be this far away from town, would he?
Maybe.
Hey, ain't that a cave over yonder?
Huh.
Is that what we're heading for?
That's right.
Well, what's in the cave?
Me not know yet. Find out plenty soon.
Hey, did you note the trail along here?
Uh-huh.
There's been a couple of horses here not long ago. I can see the hoof prints.
That's right.
Where's the Lone Ranger? Is he over there waiting for us? Maybe one of them horses is his.
Maybe. We find out.
Tonto, by Jiminy, if I ever get out of this trouble, I'll give my life to you and your friend any time you want it.
You not killer. That's why we help.
Well, I ain't the killer, but there ain't another soul in the world do as much as you've done. Even Mrs. Sprout is half convinced that I killed Poison Pete.
Plenty other feller not like Poison Pete.
Nobody like him, the dirty rat. Robbed and stole and cheated and everything else. The whole country's better off for his being dead. But I didn't kill him.
Here, cave. Let me stop here.
Yeah, there's a couple of horses grazing yonder.
We got you. Keep your hands high.
Yeah.
You too, Redskin. Heist your hands.
Slade, the deputy.
Well, now, ain't this downright lucky to run right smack into you out here, Kilray?
Maybe you'll get to hang before noon after all.
So that's the Redskin that helped you bust out in the jail, huh?
We'll hang him, too.
Where's the masked man?
I don't know.
Come on, speak up. Where's he at? He ain't far from you. We knew that much to be a fact.
If you don't talk, we're likely to drill you right here.
And any story we tell about you having to be shot trying to escape will be right convincing.
I don't know where the masked man is.
Don't lie.
I ain't lying. I don't know.
Here, Ray, you'd better tell where he is. Because if we have to drill you here and now, it'll be done in such a way you'll die slow and mighty painful. Miss Abby?
You not shoot him.
You don't have anything to say, Redskin. Whatever Kilray gets, you get.
Well, now, look here, Sheriff. You got me all right, and I'll go back with you peaceful. On one condition. You let the Redskin go. He ain't done nothing. You let him go, and I'll go back to jail with you.
He goes back, too. You ain't in no position to be making a deal.
Hold on, Sheriff. Maybe if Kilray tells where the masked man's at, we can let the Redskin go.
I don't know where he is.
I'm not far.
I'm there, friend.
Hey, mister.
What the?
Drop your gun.
I'll get him.
Look out. Oh, you.
Drop your gun, Sheriff.
Oh, he shot me. My hand feels busted.
Your hand isn't touched. I just shot your gun away, Slade.
I'll get you, Ferret.
You was hit around the side of the cave all the time.
You're quite right, Sheriff. I've been waiting hours for Jim and Tonto to arrive here.
What are you doing here, mister? Why'd you have Tonto bring me here? Now you've got your own neck in a noose. These llama won't rest till they get you.
Yes, they will, Jim. You see, I came here to get them. Sheriff, when Poison Pete was killed, this is where the murder took place.
That's loco.
It was here that he was killed, less than 50 yards from the mouth of the cave. Two men rode here and met him. They killed him. Then they carried his body on one of their horses to the place where you saw him the next day, near Red Rock.
How'd you make that out?
We found the tracks and followed the back trail. Now tell me, Sheriff, what brought you here this morning?
Huh?
Come answer my question.
I got a note. It said Jim Kilroy'd be here. Me and Slade come and met him. Now put up that gun and let us take the prisoner in. And we'll forget your part in this.
So you've got a note, huh? Who was it from?
I don't know.
There were a number of men who wanted Pete killed. Each of the men who wanted him dead was sent the same kind of a note that you received.
Huh?
And every one of those men had the opportunity to get Jim Kilroy's gun and cut an extra notch in it. You, Sheriff, had the chance when you examined the gun in town before the killing.
Sheriff, you and... Hold on now!
You knew Jim often went riding alone at night, that he'd probably be riding past Red Rock. You knew just where to put the dead man. The fact that you two came here is proof that you're the murderers.
It ain't!
Your note said that Kilroy would head for the scene of the murder, because he knew there'd be a clue there. No one but the killers could have known the true scene of the murder. All the others who received a note went to the Arroyo at Red Rock. You alone came here.
All right. Now listen to me. You got the drop on us.
I have.
There ain't no one but us here that knows the true facts. Jim Kilroy can escape and go free. What's it worth to you and him?
You have cash enough to buy your security?
I got some cash.
Sheriff, you must have had a good reason for killing Poison Pete.
Sure I did. He knew I was wanted in Kansas. He'd been making me pay him cash to keep his mouth shut.
At least you told the truth about that.
You knew?
I found it out.
But Sheriff, you was ready to let me hang for a murder you done.
Now look,
you said enough, Sheriff. You and Slade can tell what you like when you go to court.
But you said...
Kilroy doesn't want his freedom the way you offer it. He wants to stay in town.
I got cash.
You'll need it to hire lawyers. You didn't give Kilroy a chance to do that.
Now hold on, Sheriff. This masked hombre can't do nothing. It's his word against ours.
By thunder, that's so. What are you figuring on using for proof, stranger?
Nothing but what you said. Your own admission is enough to convict you.
Yeah, with an Indian, a masked man, and a condemned killer to tell the law what I said? You'd better take
cash.
I didn't tell
you. There are other witnesses.
Huh?
Look, coming from the cave.
Why, you...
You know, Judge Blake?
I've heard all I need to hear.
The judge and the clerk and... Great Scott, half a dozen others.
We got you, Sheriff. Got a full case again you.
You're the man to hang.
Get guns on him, boys. We'll take over now, stranger.
Stranger? That man's no stranger. No, boys. That's the Lone Ranger.
Arrow, Silver, away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.